American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
You'll hear from a lot of lawmakers on the Democratic side on Capitol Hill that this is a red herring. We're making this up, that people aren't getting rich on these lawsuits.
Not true, according to Ethan Lane, who's the executive director of the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Federal Lands, a fifth-generation Arizonan with 18 years' experience in natural resources and land use issues. He's talking about all the environmental lawsuits against the cattle industry.
I encourage people to go online and look at these groups' public finance statements. They're funding their operations from these lawsuits. This is driving this push, and it's really focusing away from policy and instead being driven by this radical environmental push. It's impossible under those kinds of circumstances for the federal government to make the right decisions time after time.
And according to Lane, well, the cattle industry is making some headway against these lawsuits.
You know, we are. I'm more hopeful now than I've been in quite a long time. We spent several years working through this Western Governors Endangered Species Act initiative, which started out kind of not sure what it was going to be. And by the time we got 2 years down that road, we had all of these different interest groups at the table together. And I mean, people like the Center for Biological Diversity and Wild Earth Guardians, people we vehemently disagree with. But we were able to sit in that room together and kind of hash out, okay, what are the things we can agree need to be fixed with this law? And those recommendations were voted on by the Western governors. All but one of the 18 Western governors approved them. That's incredible, Democrats and Republicans alike. And they sent those recommendations to Capitol Hill in June, which we considered a win unto itself because we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into those recs. And they're there now for used to craft bipartisan Endangered Species Act modernization legislation. We are hopeful that we'll see that in the next few weeks from the Senate, from the Environment and Public Works Committee, hopefully. And we're hopeful that what comes out of that committee will be reflective of those recommendations. That'll give us a launch pad to really go educate people about the way to fix this in a collaborative way. You know, this isn't in one side of the political spectrum ramming something through. This is something where we worked across the aisle. Now, I'm not naive enough to believe that these environmental groups that we've worked with are going to stay at the table. Call me a pessimist, but I imagine we're going to hear some of those same groups that we worked with come out and say this is a flawed process and bad legislation, but they're not going to be able to get away from the fact that they sat there and nodded their heads and agreed with it as we put this thing together.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.